From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Michael Moeller, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
We'd be anxiously waiting for those cool Friday nights. We'd all pile in together. It was a pretty funny sight. Fishing poles poking us, coolers sloshing around. We'd all try to play it cool as we headed out of town. But everyone knew we were going down. Down on the banks of our big river, everybody having fun. We'd light up a small bonfire, kinda like a midnight sun. This was our entertainment, because we didn't have much money. We just laugh and say we were almost Kentucky. Green bobbers glowing in a still water pool. We were sitting fireside. One of us would reach for this old leather case and break out a couple smiles. Everyone would sing along no matter what we'd play when we go. Down on the banks of our big river, everybody having fun. We'd light up a small bonfire, kinda like a midnight sun. This was our entertainment, because we didn't have much money. We just laugh and say we were almost Kentucky. So long until next weekend, when we go down on the banks of our big river, everybody having fun. We'd light up a small bonfire, kinda like a midnight sun. This was our entertainment, because we didn't have much money. We just laugh and say we were almost Kentucky. We were almost Kentucky.
Thank you.
Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. We also thank the Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. And we are here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 565th live performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are pleased to present another night of great live music with a visit from Michael Moeller. Michael writes the songs that live inside of him. With a guitar in his voice, he tells a story of love, loss, and life. Please welcome tonight's guest, in a concert performance on the Red Barn Radio stage, Michael Moeller.
Thank you, guys. Set out to write a song about just being in love at the right place, at the right time, but especially right in the very spot that you're at.
Summer sun is beating down. Now we can load up the truck and just leave this town. I don't know where we'll be when we are done, but I bet that it can be this place we're coming from. And we drive all day just looking for a place where we can stay forever. You and me together, old Chevy in drive till I see the glow of those little white headlights, and I slow down so you can find a cheap hotel on this beautiful night. And we drive all day just looking for a place where we can stay forever. You and me together, by the morning sunrise, it's not where but who you choose to spend your life with. And we drive all day back to the place that we came from, and that's where we'll stay.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Renee Collins speaking with Michael Moeller. How you doing, Renee?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Eric.
Can't wait to find out more about where some of these songs come from.
Michael, you are such a talent.
Well, thank you.
Do you all agree? You've been described in a lot of, articles I've seen written about you as being a very young person with an old soul.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that assessment?
I've heard a lot of people say that about me, so yeah.
And it's been said that you write songs you feel and experience. Mm-hmm. Life, loss, love, joy, and faith.
Yeah.
Sounds like a perfect hashtag combination, right?
Yeah.
I think you've been doing this solo type of work for about 10 years.
It's been roughly 10 years, yeah.
Okay, so how did that all start and how did that come about? Did you grow up in a musical family?
No. I always joke, I'm the only real musical person in my family. My dad played the radio really well. I learned a lot about music, listening to the radio with my dad, riding to the flea markets on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and going on trips to the racetrack. We were always in the car listening to radio and playing the Who Is It game. First 20 seconds of the song, you gotta tell you who it is. That really honed my skill for knowing music.
Daddy took to digging in the coal mine, just as fast as he could take his first steps off that train. Work sure wasn't pleasant, only lie was incandescent. All the blood and sweat made sense when each week he got his pay. Every night at dinner, after grace was said, he'd raise his glass high above his head. We came here for our freedom, to live an honest life. Only death will send us across a great divide. Send a prayer to Jesus, but if I'm called to leave us, may a barroom pay the bills under Pennsylvania's skies. The mother met her husband in a barroom, the house of a local fallen miner's son. 2 years she took his name, another two the children came. Every day that passes, he moved coal by the ton. Every night at dinner, after grace was said, he raised his glass high above his head. Now we came here for our freedom, to live an honest life. Only death will send us across the great divide. Send a prayer to Jesus, but if I'm called to leave us, may a barroom play the bills under Pennsylvania's sky. I've been keeping this bar up and running for a year. It's been 15 months since a great collapse. Mother cried that day, his father's life was swept away like the sunlight when that cloud of smoke painted that sky black. Every night at midnight when I call last round, I raise a glass and no one makes a sound. We came here for our freedom, to live an honest life. Only death will send us across the great divide. Send a prayer to Jesus, but if I'm called to leave us, may a barroom pay the bills under Pennsylvania's skies. Oh, may this barroom pay the bills under Pennsylvania's skies.
Thank you.
When did you first pick up a guitar?
Probably about 15 years ago. Cleaning out the basement, found an old acoustic just sitting underneath the basement steps and missing strings, and went to the music store and got some strings and strung it back up, learned how to tune it like every young guitarist learned how to play Smoke on the Water first. About a year from that, my family was tired of hearing Smoke on the Water, and not just the whole song, just the opening riff. So they decided that I needed to have an actual guitar, so we went to the flea market and got a cheap electric, and from there, taught myself a few chords.
Did you find yourself, finding friends to play music with?
Yeah. Through high school, I had a lot of musical friends. I started playing music in the band, playing percussion instruments. And then from there, once I hit high school, I kind of left the band, orchestral band, in the dust and thought, I can sing a lot more songs with a guitar than I can with a snare drum. So I started playing around with a bunch of different friends, taking guitar classes in school, and then that turned into fireside jams on the weekends. And being in a room with people that are better than you really makes you better, and you learn a lot of tricks from them.
Well, I came back over the radio, said welcome back to this country show. We try and play all songs that you wanna hear. Well, just remember that it's all by request. You give us a song and we'll do our best to play it, no matter if it brings a tear. But you're not gonna hear any hunting song, how to pick her up or how to turn her on. The songs we play are for when she leaves. I'm so lonesome I could cry. It gets requested every night, right here at WYME. Couple of hours earlier, he said he had a great big old fight with her. He's tried to well, so he dialed up WYME. He asked if I could play something so he could try to sing her back home. You're not gonna hear any hunt song, how to pick her up or how to turn her on. The songs we play are for when she leaves. He stopped loving her today. Tops the charts and radio play right here at WYME. As the music makes his old speaker sound, well, that whiskey river is where he drowns. He starts singing that path on that lost highway. So won't you look at Miss Ohio, how I hate to see her go from here. WYME. From here.
Why me? Thank you.
You mentioned high school. What high school did you go to? You're from the Cincinnati area.
Sure, yeah. I'm from the east side of Cincinnati. I grew up in Claremont County and went to Claremont Northeastern High School. We were the Rockets.
Okay, so the song Almost Kentucky, where you're describing your childhood as being in Almost Kentucky,
correct,
right?
Correct, yeah.
So what bank were you on when you were describing
that? This would be the Ohio side, yeah.
The Ohio side. Yeah. You've been playing for the last few years, I'm not sure exactly how long, but with the Noah Smith Band. And Noah is also gaining a lot of steam in the Cincinnati area. What has it been like being a part of Noah Smith Band?
It's been a learning experience. I mentioned before, being in a room with people that are better than you to push you and to learn from. The group of guys that we're playing with right now is just a phenomenal group of guys, and not only just making each other better musically, but also just as human beings and brothers in the whole thing. It's been a fun journey and tons of learning and tons more of learning.
You kind of move in and out of being the supporting character to the main character.
Right.
So how does that work with your schedule?
It's a touch and go thing. We try to forecast the band schedule quite a ways out, so we can get about 3 months ahead, and then I can start looking for some small stuff for me to jump on here and there. But yeah, the band has really been a priority for now. Through that, I'm writing songs with them, so my song catalog is not stopped growing, so I can always do those solo too.
Sun, it sets a little bit quicker lately. The mercury doesn't rise so high. I hold on to my baby. She helps me make it through the night. The green leaves are turning colors, dried up, falling on the ground. Too soon they'll be covered with the snow, then the salt, and moved with the plow. And I just need to make it through the winter. I got to break past the ice. And I pray to the Lord he keeps my family warm and maybe make it out alive. Last year we set us a record, surviving the worst one to date. But it ain't just the winter that keeps getting harder, my whole life's starting to relate. But I just need to make it through the winter, and I've got to break past the ice. And I pray to the Lord he keeps my family warm and maybe make it out alive. The seasons, they change for a reason, to give us a break from the past. But the way that I see it, I don't wanna believe it. I'm preparing for this winter to last. And I just need to make it through the winter. I've got to break past the ice. And I pray to the Lord he keeps my family warm and maybe make it out alive. 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 Maybe make it out alive.
Thank you.
How do you go about writing a song? Do the words come first, or does the music come first?
Typically for me, the lyrics come first. I come from listening to a lot of country music, and country music is a lot about the lyric. Not that the music is secondary by any means. The lyric has always been the driving force for me, and it seems like it hits out of the blue and I have to stop it, everything that I'm doing, and get it on paper as fast as I can, or it's gone. So,
have you experienced this moment where he has to stop everything he's doing? I hear this moment described a lot from a lot of the songwriters that we've had on the show. Is this typically a long process for you?
Some of them are one sitting, 10 minutes, 20 minute songs. Some of them take years, and it's been a long process. The farther along I get, the more unfinished songs I have to go back to later. Sometimes even more inspiring than trying to sit down at an empty paper and trying to figure out what to write. You can come back to something, and even if you just change one word, you made that song better. You know, even that little bit's writing. The rewrite is one of the most crucial parts of it.
Small talk with your family after you have introduced them to me. You go back upstairs to go up to your room. You say it's only gonna take a minute, but your mother opens her eyes. Counted 13 steps that you took on the way up. Your daddy tells me that he doesn't wanna have to stay up and wait for you tonight. So he asks if I can have you back on time. I say sure, there you were, and we lock eyes, and we both smile. Your blonde hair all curled up makes my heart go wild. Right foot, left foot, you walk into me now, and I have never felt this good. This is just the start of something, but I know that it's just right. Together we can make it if we take it one step at a time. Couple of years go by, time it passes effortlessly. First it's days and then it's hours and minutes that you say you miss me when I'm gone. And it always seems that I'm gone too long. Then the day it seemed to come as a rushing tidal wave. I practiced all my lines and then forgot all that I planned to say when you started walking my way. I took a knee, but nothing could go wrong when we locked eyes, we both smiled. Your blonde hair all curled up makes my heart go wild. Right foot, left foot, you walk into me now, and I have never felt this good. This is just the start of something, but I know that it's just right. Together we can make it if we take it one step at a time.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Michael Moeller. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Michael Moeller after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.